Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I am Harsh Singh, and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Thomas More. The dates of Thomas More are from 1478 to 1535. Okay? He was an English statesman as well as a humanist. And what is a humanist? Anybody who is guided by the principles of humanism, by the ideals of humanism, they are called humanists. Now, as I told you that he was also a statesman. He was the Chancellor of England from 1529 to 32. And in the year 1517, Thomas More was named to the King's Council. Now, at that time, the King of England was King Henry the 8th. Okay? So, he became a part of the King's Council. And not just this, later on, he was also appointed as the King's Secretary. And why is King Henry the 8th famous? Because he passed the Act of Supremacy. Okay, later on in 1534, he passes the Act of Supremacy. Or Act of Supremacy kya hai? When England broke with the Roman Catholic Church. When the King of England declared himself as the head of the Church of England. Okay? Because if you remember, before that, everything was controlled by the Roman Catholic Church. And what happened was, Thomas More did not agree with the king. Despite being the secretary of the king, he did not agree with the Act of Supremacy, and he refused to accept King Henry the 8th as the head of the Church of England. Aur uske wajah se in pe treason ka aarop laga, high treason ka aarop laga. He was also imprisoned, and ultimately he was executed on the orders of the King Henry the 8th. So, Thomas More had a tragic ending, but in the field of literature, he is famous for writing the famous work Utopia. Okay, Utopia. Now, this came out in 1516. Okay? Along with Utopia, he has also written another work called History of King Richard the Third. Okay? History of King Richard the Third. Now, he was there before Henry the Eighth. Okay? So, don't get confused between Richard the Third and Henry the Eighth. Dono alag alag raja the. Okay? Now, another work that he wrote, that Thomas More wrote, is called Dialogue of Comfort Against Tribulation. Okay? Dialogue of Comfort Against Tribulation. Aur ye jo work hai inka, he wrote it when he was imprisoned in the Tower of London. Matlab, jab wo jail mein the, tab unhone ye kitab likhi thi. Dialogue of Comfort Against Tribulation. Now, uske baad, let me tell you little bit about the book Utopia. I told you this was published in 1516. Okay? Ye date aapko yaad honi chahiye, because they can ask this in the exam. Now keep in mind that More's Utopia was the first such exploration of a utopian world. Before that, there was no such good example of a utopia being described in literature. Okay? And what is utopia? Utopia ka literal matlab kya hota hai? A place where everything is perfect. Okay? And what is the opposite of utopia? It is dystopia. Now this entire work is told by a Portuguese traveler jinka naam hai Rafael Hitloday. Theek hai, Hythloday. Hitloday, Rafael Hitloday. He is the one who is the narrator. He is a Portuguese traveler, and in this book Thomas More is also a character. So Rafael Hitloday speaks to this character More, and he tells him about this distant place where everything is perfect. Okay? So it is a kind of a communist city-state in which the institutions and policies are entirely governed by reason. And in this utopia or this society which is described, there is no concept of private property. Private property kisi ka bhi nahi hai. But the state provides free education to everybody, be it a male or a female. Everybody is treated equally. This society doesn't go to war, but they are ready to defend their country. Along with this, the notion of capital punishment is not there, has been abolished in this society, in this utopian society, but they still practice slavery. Lekin slavery ye kyun practice karte hain? Slaves are only those people who are either criminals or foreign prisoners of war. Uske baad ek aur feature hai is utopic land ka, that there is no poverty. So in a way, everything is perfect in this place. That is why it is almost a kind of utopia. Okay? So, from an exam point of view, just remember that Thomas More was an English lawyer, social philosopher, statesman also, and a kind of theologian also. Because one of the reasons why he didn't break with the Roman Catholic Church and why he did not agree with the king was that he regarded himself as a follower of God, and he didn't want to disobey any of the scriptures. ठीक है, बट अलॉन्ग विद दिस ही इज ऑल्सो फेमस एज अ रेनेसां ह्यूमनिस्ट. ठीक है, ही वॉज ड्रिवन बाय द प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ ह्यूमनिज्म. आफ्टर दिस रिमेंबर दैट ही इज फेमस फॉर द वर्क यूटोपिया एंड दिस वॉज पब्लिश्ड इन 1516. ठीक है, एंड एज आई टोल्ड यू दैट इट डिस्क्राइब्स अ इमेजिनरी आइलैंड स्टेट वेयर एवरीथिंग इज परफेक्ट, बी इट द पोलिटिकल सिस्टम, बी इट द सोशल सिस्टम, एवरीथिंग इज परफेक्ट. ठीक है, नाउ वन मोर फैक्ट यू शुड कीप इन माइंड इज दैट इन द 20th सेंचुरी अ राइटर कॉल्ड रॉबर्ट बॉल्ट, ठीक है, रॉबर्ट बॉल्ट BOLT बॉल्ट, रोट अ प्ले कॉल्ड अ मैन फॉर ऑल सीजन्स. ठीक है, अ मैन फॉर ऑल सीजन्स. दिस प्ले वॉज बेस्ड ऑन द लाइफ ऑफ सर थॉमस मोर. ठीक है, सो एग्जाम में ये भी पूछ सकते हैं दैट दिस प्ले अ मैन फॉर ऑल सीजन्स इज बेस्ड ऑन द लाइफ ऑफ विच राइटर. सो द आंसर इज सर थॉमस मोर. ठीक है, एंड दिस प्ले वॉज पब्लिश्ड इन 1960. ठीक है.